Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a front that's going to bring some scattered light rain today. I'll show you what time you'll see it where you are.
Students are back in classes today here at Shaw University following that shooting here on campus. Just ahead, a look at what we're learning about the suspect.
Plus, a man died at a hospital after he was stabbed at a local sports bar. What we know from officials who responded.
And lawmakers are back in Raleigh today to begin the 2024 legislative session. And now it's time for them to decide what to do with an extra $1 billion. A lot happening here locally and across the United States. But first, we have to start the morning off by saying good morning and thanks for joining us here on WRAL News on Fox 50. I'm Chris Lovinggood.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty nice, milder, much more mild than yesterday. We do have the chance for some showers. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where those showers are right now.
Looking at some of those, starting to creep into our northern counties right now. This is going to be light. This is not going to be a big, heavy line of thunderstorms by any means, but just some light, patchy rain that moves in. We'll take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Are seeing a little bit of that in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and starting to move into our counties that are north of I-85. But it's very light and patchy so far. We'll push it ahead and pause it right there around 10 a.m., starting to see a little bit more of that moving southward, say from South Hill through Roxborough and maybe over toward Chapel Hill and Hillsborough. By lunchtime, up around Roanoke Rapids, Durham, Raleigh, back towards, say, Chatham County. And then by 2 and 3 o'clock, it settles in our southern counties. Still some lingering showers around the evening commute for Fayetteville, Clinton, and Goldsboro, but the rain should be out of the triangle by the evening commute. And the amounts that we'll see will be about a tenth of an inch, so this is not going to be anything heavy, just a little more inconvenient than anything. So for the triangle, the best chance of rain is going to be between around lunchtime and 3 p.m., and then we start to see some clearing. Pretty sunshine breaking through the clouds there in Roxboro. Of course, we just took a look at the radar, and it looks like the rain's trying to get a little closer, but nothing falling there right now. 54 is our temperature in the triangle. We have a southwest wind at 13. It's going to keep our temperatures nice and mild today. Currently, we're in the low to mid 50s across the area. Upper 60s at lunchtime. We'll see mid 70s this afternoon. We have a string of pretty days in our forecast this week, but then the heat really cranks up for next week. I'll show you that coming up, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, here at the 8 o'clock hour, traffic is picking up quite a bit. We just got word of Raleigh police officers working a crash scene right here on Western Boulevard, not far from the studios where we are. But we're working to get a little bit more information about it. We also got word of police officers working a crash scene on Yonkers and the Beltline. That's over on the eastern side of the Beltline. Likely that's why you're seeing this delay right now. We're going to work to get some more information and keep you posted about that. Another trouble spot we've been monitoring this morning is on Forestville Road in the southbound lanes near Blinson Street. You know, I've been encouraging people to just give yourself some extra time, because if I tell you to go to Capitol Boulevard, this is what you're going to run into. That's the usual morning congestion on Capitol Boulevard. So if you know of a back way in your neighborhood, feel free to take advantage of that. But right now, you can see the major delays that's happening right there on Forestville Road in the southbound lanes. We want to take you over to the Bull City really quickly and show you the drive times coming into the Bull City. These times are not going to cause you any problems this morning. It'll get you to work and your appointments on time.
All right, thanks, Ken. A man is dead after a stabbing that happened at a sports bar, according to authorities. The stabbing happened just after midnight. It was at Pirate Sports Bar in Spring Lake, and that's where WREL's Nick Perling was and the WREL Breaking News Tracker.
A man is dead after a stabbing at this bar right here behind me on West Manchester Road in Spring Lake. Now take a look at this picture. This will give you a better idea of what this scene looked like shortly after the stabbing. We know Cumberland County deputies arrived at this bar just after midnight and found one man with a stab wound. They took that man to the hospital, and sadly, that's where he died. Deputies are still trying to figure out what led to the stabbing. They're also trying to figure out who did it. Once we have more information, we'll update you. In Cumberland County, Nick Perland, WRAL News.
Police in New York are at an encampment of pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University. University leaders are trying to reach a resolution with the protesters. The deadline for them to leave campus was slated to happen within the next hour. Last week, police arrested more than 100 people during these protests. That sparked criticism over the school's response. The university president says protests have been mostly peaceful, but she wants to restore calm on campus. And students are also slated to return to class at Shaw University today. Gunshots fired yesterday led to classes being canceled for the rest of the day. WRAL's Laura Levine is at Shaw University this morning. And Laura, this morning, we're learning more about the man who's been charged.
Michelle, good morning. Counseling services will be available for students today here at Shaw University after those terrifying moments that happened here when shots were fired near the International Studies Center. I want you to take a look at your screen here. This is 74-year-old Kamal Razul Abdul Rafi. Authorities charged him with multiple felonies, including assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, 4 counts of discharging a firearm on educational property, and 5 counts of possession of a firearm on educational property. Abdul Rafi faced various charges previously in 2019 for communicating threats and carrying a concealed weapon. He pleaded guilty to communicating threats and the other charges were dismissed. Now, a preliminary investigation revealed he got into an argument with a man here in front of this building yesterday and then shot at that man multiple times. Abdul Rafi's bond was set to $250,000. He is expected to make his first court appearance today at 1:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
New this morning, 2 people are injured after a shooting in Roanoke Rapids. This happened just before 10 o'clock last night on Madison Street. Investigators say one person was shot in the back and the other person was shot in the arm. It's unclear how they may have known each other. Investigators are working to make an arrest in this case.
A 16-year-old was shot in the face in Durham, and now police are working to make an arrest. Video from Sky 5, this is it here. It shows a large police response at the intersection of Barbie Chapel Road and Farrington Mill Road yesterday afternoon. Police were called there around 3:45. When they got there, they found the injured 16-year-old. Investigators believe that he was shot at a different location and driven to where they found him. He is expected to be physically okay.
Today, state lawmakers will be back in Raleigh to get the 2024 legislative session started, and they're expected to tackle a lot of issues, among them what to do with an extra $1 billion in their budget. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from downtown Raleigh. And Kelsey, competition for that extra funding, it's expected to be pretty heated.
Chris, it's expected to be stiff, and the state budget is already set, but an extra $1 billion is still left over. So today, state lawmakers will come here to the legislative building to figure out what they're going to do with that money. And legislators are expected to talk about big issues aside from the budget, like immigration and legalizing medical marijuana. There's a lot of competition for who could receive this extra money. Governor Roy Cooper will present his budget today. Raises for teachers, funding for daycare, and Medicaid are all options. The private school voucher program is also in the running for more funding. House Speaker Tim Moore told WRAL state government reporter Will Doran that demand for the program is up.
Demand was so high that it was actually about $300 million short. So if they decide to fully fund that program and give those scholarships to everyone in private school who wants them, there's a third of the $1 billion surplus right there just for those scholarships.
And this is a short session that's starting today, so we're expecting that they will wrap up by the 4th of July. If you want more information about this upcoming session, just go to our website, WRAL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, we expect to learn more about changes coming to Durham. A presentation of the state of downtown Durham is happening today. It'll include an update on the Downtown Durham Blueprint 2035 Comprehensive Plan. It spells out ways to address challenges the city is facing while keeping the atmosphere downtown welcoming.
Really leaning into what do we need to do as a community and as a region to ensure that downtown continues to grow and continues to be a vibrant economic, cultural, residential center for the city and county of Durham.
And the presentation is happening from 3:30 to 6 today at Bull City Cider Works.
More than 300 UPS workers in North Carolina are expected to be laid off by the end of next month. Earlier this year, the company announced 12,000 employees would lose their jobs. According to a recent filing with the state, 219 UPS employees in Raleigh will be laid off, and 82 workers in Greensboro will have the same thing happen. That's 27 for Charlotte, who will also be affected.
Coming up, we're getting a closer look at a new robot created to make diagnosing lung cancer quicker. We'll explain how the new technology works and how it could help save people's lives.
Plus, protesters filled the Tennessee State House after lawmakers there passed a bill to allow teachers to be armed in school. We'll explain the new law and why the protesters say this will put more students at risk. Elizabeth?
And we're looking at some showers today. It'll be mainly light. Now I'll walk you through the timeline. After that, we have some pleasant temperatures, and then we really heat up at the end of the weekend. I'll show you coming up. Welcome back. Time now, 8:13 on your Wednesday morning. We are halfway through the week. This is a beautiful live look over North Hills. Blue skies, some clouds up there. We do have a slight chance for some rain. Really the only chance we're going to have for the next couple of days, at least. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with a beautiful look around town. It's nice.
It is. We're feeling much warmer than yesterday. Our temperatures are in the 50s instead of 30s. And we're seeing some cloud cover. Those clouds will be building first in our northern counties, where we're going to see a cold front starting and dropping southward across our area. Live look at Goldsboro and just some high thin clouds. Same thing in Apex, looking lovely. A little bit more cloud cover here in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Lots of sunshine there in Fayetteville. So cold front on the way for today. I'll be tracking that for you over the next couple of minutes. And then be prepared for a big warm up starting Sunday into early next week. We're going to be back into the 80s for highs. Here comes our cold front sliding down from the north, and out ahead of it, we're seeing some showers showing up. Haven't seen really much of that falling yet in our viewing area. I think we've got a fairly dry air mass, some low dew points here. So that means that some of this is going to evaporate before it reaches the ground. So nothing showing up really in the cameras just yet, but we are seeing some of that rain getting close to Mecklenburg County, Virginia, and to Person County. So we'll move it on ahead through time and push it on ahead. We'll pause it there at 8 o'clock. Again, some of that rain is up to our north. Now, and then by the time we get to lunchtime, we're seeing it drifting down toward the triangle, over toward Rocky Mount, Roanoke Rapids, and toward Siler City. By 2 o'clock, it continues to shift southward, and at 5 o'clock, the rain is mainly over for the triangle area northward, but from Fayetteville to Clinton to Goldsboro, there could still be a few light showers. And this is not going to be a big, heavy band of thunderstorms coming through by any means. This is going to be a little bit of light, patchy rain that moves through, and once it passes by, skies will begin to clear. 50% chance for today, and then after that we are dry through the weekend and even into early next week, and almost dry today. I mean, take a look at some of these rainfall totals. We're talking about a tenth of an inch or less for most places. So we do need the rain. We take a look at our rainfall compared to our normal for the last 30 days, and we're only at 60 to 70% of our normal rainfall for the last month in the yellow shaded areas. But down here in the Sandhills, it's a little bit above normal, which is good to see. This time of year, we really want to see that rain. This is one of our wetter times of year. We get our reservoirs all full from our spring rains, and that sets us up for a drier summer. So this is not a good time to be seeing dry conditions. We look ahead to that first week of May, and we have below normal chances for precipitation and potential for above normal temperatures for a huge chunk of the country from the Rockies eastward. Looks like we're going to see the big warming trend. It starts for us early next week. We have some beautiful weather in our forecast once we get past today, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, high temperatures in the 70s, and then 81 on Sunday, and that's the start of it. We'll climb to 89 on Tuesday. I'll show you how close that will be to a record high coming up.
All right, Elizabeth, we're going to continue to watch this traffic accident that on Western Boulevard. It's on Powell Drive. Right now, it's not causing any major delays for us, so you might not have to worry about that at all. We're just getting reports of this crash that we've been monitoring now on the Beltline and westbound lanes of Yonkers Road. You can see it from our sensors. It's causing quite a bit of bumper-to-bumper traffic there in that area. I want to give you a live look now outside and give you a look at the Beltline. This is the Beltline at Capitol Boulevard. Now, that's the usual congestion in the westbound lanes, but these folks here in the eastbound lane, they actually are headed towards that traffic accident on the Beltline and Yonkers Road. So once they get past this area, they'll probably run into a slowdown quite a bit right now. But of course, we will continue to monitor that. I'm going to take you over to the Bull City and show you some drive times now, some delay times. Not very much delays to talk about. 3 minutes coming in from 501, about 98, about a 5 minute delay. But other than that, if you're getting on the road when you're supposed to, these times should not affect you getting to work on time or getting to that appointment.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Former President Donald Trump's hush money trial will not be in session today, but it will resume tomorrow. The judge in New York overseeing the case denied Trump's effort to subpoena information from adult film star Stormy Daniels that would have included her communications with other potential witnesses. The judge said the requests were, quote, overboard.
Two people are facing charges after investigators say they fired shots from a moving car in Tarboro. Police say this started with a fight outside 7-Eleven Mini Mart. That's on West Howard Avenue, happening yesterday afternoon. The drivers got into their cars and gunshots were fired as they left. Edgecombe County deputies later arrested Darius and Devontae Dales. No injuries were reported.
There have been protests in the Tennessee State House over a bill that was passed to allow teachers to be armed in class.
Their blood is on your hands!
Teachers who want to have concealed weapons would need to pass a background check. They would also need safety training and a psychological evaluation. More than a year ago, a shooter killed four students at a Nashville school. Opponents of this bill say arming teachers only puts students at more risk. Others say this gives schools another tool to protect kids.
An investigation into a plane crash in Alaska is underway. That plane was carrying two people. It went down shortly after taking off from the airport yesterday. It landed in a river in Fairbanks, Alaska, in the central part of the state, but no survivors have been found. Alaska state troopers say the pilot declared an emergency and tried to return to the airport, but didn't make it. It's unclear what led to that emergency.
The FDA says bird flu was found in containers of milk sold in grocery stores. The agency says lab tests may have detected traces of viruses killed during pasteurization. Experts don't believe the particles found in milk could make people sick. The USDA is doing more tests just to be sure. Bird flu jumped to dairy cows for the first time last month. It's now been confirmed in at least 8 states, including here in North Carolina.
The American Lung Association released its air quality report this morning, and the Raleigh-Durham area set a new best-ever level for year-round particle pollution. We're ranked 124th worst in the nation for that and 116th worst for ozone pollution. Catherine Pruitt with the American Lung Association of North Carolina says things are improving, but smog levels are concerning.
It's the most widespread pollutant in the nation. It's affecting 100 million people living in areas with high levels of ozone. There's been a lot of improvement, but it's still impacting the health of way too many people.
Now, for people more sensitive to pollution, such as those with breathing challenges, she recommends taking steps to protect yourself from exposure. That could include reducing your time outside during peak air pollution levels, which is typically at the end of the day.
We all know that catching cancer before it spreads can save lives. When it comes to lung cancer, medical experts believe a new small robot can help speed up diagnosing the disease. Ted Linder takes a closer look.
A new robot could help combat the deadliest cancer in the country. The National Cancer Institute estimates about 125,000 people in the U.S. will die from lung cancer this year. With doctors citing how early detection is key to saving lives, California medical experts are unveiling a new robot they say can help provide faster and safer diagnoses.
One of the main things that people can get when they get a CT scan of their lungs that shows up is a spot in their lungs called a nodule.
The presence of nodules can send patients in a panic, with many worrying they could be a sign of cancer. But some nodules are too small or hard to reach for doctors to analyze.
This tool allows us to go after almost any nodule in the lung to try to provide patients with diagnostic certainty. When we can give patients diagnoses, we can alleviate some of their anxiety and/or we can make treatment decisions.
The robot goes down the patient's throat to reach the lungs in a less invasive operation. The small device then travels through the maze of branches in the lungs, letting doctors see what's inside with help from a virtual map of the organs created from a CT scan.
And so this allows us to, one, get to the nodules that radiology could not otherwise get to, two, biopsy nodules from the inside, which has a much lower risk of lung collapse.
Doctors have already used the bot on 3 patients and hope the tool provides results and peace of mind for many more in the future.
That was Ted Linder reporting. Well, millions more salaried workers will be eligible for overtime pay with a new rule from the Biden administration. The rule raises the salary threshold required to exempt salaried employees from overtime pay requirements. Starting in July, the threshold will increase to the equivalent of an annual salary of just under $44,000. Then in January, it increases to a salary of more than $58,000. Business groups are expected to challenge the new rule, as they did when the Obama administration attempted to hike the threshold.
A new report this morning revealed how many parents are feeling burned out and alone as they raise children. The report is from Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. More than 1,000 parents responded to a national survey. Nearly two-thirds said they feel isolated and lonely because of demands of parenthood. About 40% say they feel like they have no support from others.
Fans wasted no time reminding people this is Kane's country after Monday night's comeback win against the New York Islanders. A brand new mural is up on the side of Tietz Bar on Glenwood Avenue. Photos were posted online moments before the Canes came back in the game. You can show your support for the team by taking photos with the mural and tagging both Downtown Raleigh and the team on social media. Coming up, students are slated to return to Shaw University today after a man opened fire on campus yesterday. What we know about the criminal history of the man charged in connection with the shooting.
And President Biden is expected to sign a TikTok ban into law today. But hear what the Chinese parent company of the app will have to do to keep people scrolling here in the United States.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey on your Wednesday morning. We are clear right now, but we do have the potential for some rain later on today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us where that rain is and how much we could see.
We're really not going to see very much. We could use some rain, but this is going to be a fairly slow moving but light rain sort of situation. We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Seeing that rain continuing to try to push northward, it hasn't made much progress south in the last hour to hour and a half. But a few sprinkles are possible up around Mecklenburg County, Virginia. Our best chance of rain in the triangle will be from lunchtime into the middle of the afternoon. It should be out of here by the evening commute, but we'll linger in some of our southern counties. Our temperatures are in the mid 50s right now, much warmer than yesterday, upper 60s at lunchtime. We'll see highs in the mid 70s this afternoon. Ken?
Now, Elizabeth, we've been telling our audience about this crash that happened on Western Boulevard and Powell Drive. Right now, it appears to be a minor accident, not causing any major issues in that area. We do want to take you out now and show you this camera there at Capitol Boulevard and 440. We've been telling you about a crash on the Beltline and Yonkers Road. The Yonkers Road exit is about a half a mile from the camera where you see it right here. So once folks get past that crash scene on Yonkers Road, this is what they're running into. It's even though traffic has picked up a bit, it's still clear sailing in those westbound lanes.
Thanks, Ken. Classes resumed today at Shaw University after a man opened fire on campus yesterday. 74-year-old Kamal Abdal Rafi will be charged in court today. He's facing charges, including assault with a dangerous weapon with the intent to kill. Police say he shot at another man near Shaw's International Building. Nobody was hurt. Next on Fox 50, the hot-button topics lawmakers are expected to take up during this legislative session. And coming up next on today, best-selling author and podcast host Emily Freeman live in studio. 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
I'm tracking a cold front that's going to bring some light patchy rain to the area today. I'll show you what time it arrives where you are.
And students back in class today at Shaw University after a man opened fire on campus yesterday. The concerns students have after a scary day.
A man is dead after stabbing at this sports bar behind me. Coming up, I'll tell you when deputies arrived on the scene.
Today, state lawmakers will meet about what they're going to do with an extra $1 billion in their budget. Coming up, how one of their options could affect your child's education.
Got a lot of stories that we're covering this morning, including some winners of the Mega Millions jackpot.
Oh, yeah.
I promise it wasn't us because...
No.
We're here right now. Thanks for joining us. I'm Chris Lovingen.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, sadly, we didn't win the lottery, but somebody else did. So congratulations to them. Check your tickets. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, she's here with us as well this morning. No lottery winner for you
either. Yeah, no. We do have some green on the radar, though. It's not a whole lot, though. It kind of looks like my bank account, not a whole lot there. But we are going to see this rain drifting southward along with the front as we get through the day today. We checked dual Doppler 5000 radar, starting to see a little bit more of this drifting into Person County, seeing some scattered showers over Mecklenburg County, Virginia. I have yet to see any of it show up on any cameras. We do have a fairly dry air mass in place, so this first leading edge of it may be evaporating before it reaches the ground. By lunchtime, we're seeing some showers from Durham up toward Roanoke Rapids. As we get into the early part of the afternoon, it begins to drift a little farther south, Rocky Mount and Raleigh. And then as we get through the evening commute on down into our southern counties and then out of here by around 6 or 7, except maybe just the farthest southern part of the viewing area. So it'll be slow moving, but it will also be very light. Best chance for rain and the triangle will be from lunchtime into the late afternoon, but it does look like it moves out by the evening commute. Good bit of cloud cover right now around Warrenton, but if you're not up near the Virginia line and you're looking outside, you may be seeing a good bit more sunshine. It's also warmer. Our southwest wind now at 13 has brought the warmer air in, so it's 54 in the triangle, and we're looking at mid-50s really everywhere as you're stepping out the door. Upper 60s at lunchtime, and we'll be in the mid-70s this afternoon, even though we may be dodging a few showers. It'll be nice and mild, Ken.
Elizabeth, at 8:32, we're just getting word that Raleigh police are working a crash scene on Sawmill Road at Mineshaft Drive. We're told that that's a crash with injuries. We'll keep monitoring that and give you more information about it. But right now, it doesn't appear to be causing any major delays in that area. We've been telling you about this crash on Western Boulevard at Powell Drive. Here again, not causing any major delays. Now you can see that's a usual morning congestion that we see in Raleigh Southside there that's happening. So be mindful of that. Give yourself some extra time. That's part of your commute. We've also been telling you about that crash on the westbound lane of the Beltline near Yonkers Road. That crash has cleared, but as you can see right now, it's still causing some lingering delays in that area, probably part of the morning commute. And this is what you're seeing, because that Yonkers Road crash that cleared is about a half mile east of this camera that you're seeing here on the Beltline and Capitol Boulevard. But this time of the morning, you expect traffic to be picking up. But of course, we'll keep you updated on any issues that pop up.
All right, thank you, Ken. Breaking news, a man is dead after a stabbing that happened at a sports bar. The stabbing happened just after midnight. It happened at Pirate Sports Bar in Spring Lake. Nick Perlin was there on the WRL Breaking News Tracker and has more.
A man is dead after a stabbing at this bar right here behind me on West Manchester Road in Spring Lake. Now take a look at this picture. This will give you a better idea of what this scene looked like shortly after the stabbing. We know Cumberland County deputies arrived at this bar just after midnight and found one man with a stab wound. They took that man to the hospital, and sadly, that's where he died. Deputies are still trying to figure out what led to the stabbing. They're also trying to figure out who did it. Once we have more information, we'll update you. In Cumberland County, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
Jeff Hogan of the WRL Live Center. I have an update here on the protests at Columbia University. The university says it has made significant progress in breaking up some of these tent encampments here. Important progress on the pro-Palestinian student protesters. The deadline to clear out was extended at midnight, and by 3 a.m., the university said there was constructive dialogue going on. Those student protesters said they would take down some tents and they'd make sure that anybody not affiliated with Columbia would leave. So it would only be students there. This is all happening just hours before U.S. Speaker Mike Johnson's trip to Columbia to address anti-Semitism on college campuses.
All right, thank you, Jeff. Classes will be back in session today at Shaw University after a man opened fire on campus yesterday, according to authorities. WREL's Laura Levine explains that some students say school leaders aren't doing enough to keep them safe.
Students here at Shaw University say they are traumatized by yesterday's events. That's exactly why counseling services will be available for students following the terrifying moments when shots went off here in front of the International Study Center. I want you to take a look at your screen here. This is 74-year-old Kamal Rasul Abdul Rafi. Authorities charged him with multiple felonies, including assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, 4 counts of discharging a firearm on educational property and 5 counts of possession of a firearm on educational property. Abdul Rafi faced various charges previously back in 2019 for communicating threats and carrying a concealed weapon. He pleaded guilty to communicating threats and the other charges were dismissed. Now, a preliminary investigation revealed that he got into an argument with a man here in front of the building yesterday and then shot at that man multiple times. Students expressed concern over their safety.
It's kind of traumatizing because it's like the third time since I've been here and I'm only a sophomore and it keep happening. So I feel like security need to be better.
Abdul Rafi's bond was set to $250,000. He is expected to make his first court appearance today at 1:30 p.m. Laura Levine, WRAL News. We're in Raleigh.
New this morning, 2 people are hurt after a shooting in Roanoke Rapids. This all happened just before 10 o'clock last night on Madison Street. Police say one person was shot in the back. The other person was shot in the arm. Investigators are working to make an arrest.
Today, President Joe Biden is expected to put his signature on a $95 billion foreign aid bill. This would give money to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Give you a live look right now at the U.S. Capitol, where senators passed that bill just before 10 o'clock last night. Ukraine gets the biggest portion of that aid, $61 billion. North Carolina's senators were split on the vote. Tom Tillis voted for the bill. Ted Budd voted against it. In a statement late last night, President Biden said the deal will make, quote, the nation and world more secure. Now, that bill also includes a possible ban of TikTok. It gives TikTok's Chinese owner, ByteDance, just a few months to give up ownership, or else the app will be banned in the United States. Lawmakers say the company gives the Chinese government potential access to personal data of Americans, and TikTok says that it will challenge it in court.
Today, students at UNC Chapel Hill can give their input about the search for a new chancellor. The school's Affirmative Action Coalition will host the forum at 5:30 tonight. It's happening at Campus Y. The coalition says student voices need to be heard in the chancellor search.
You want to make sure you check your Mega Millions tickets this morning because 2 people in North Carolina are millionaires after last night's drawing, and one of them is a multimillionaire. Let's get you the numbers right here. They're 11, 17, 33, 39, and 43, and the mega ball is 14. 2 tickets in North Carolina matched all 5 white balls. That's worth $1 million. And one of those tickets also played the mega plier, which was 4, making the prize $4 million. Now, that jackpot is still up for grabs. It's grown to $228 million, and you can watch the next drawing Friday night at 11 o'clock on WREL.
State lawmakers return to Raleigh today for the start of the 2024 legislative session. They'll have to decide how to spend a $1 billion budget surplus. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey tells us they're expected to talk about some big issues.
The state budget is already set, but an extra $1 billion is left over. State lawmakers will be meeting here today at the legislative building to talk about what they're going to do with that money. Lawmakers are expected to talk about big issues aside from the budget, like immigration and legalizing medical marijuana. There's a lot of competition for who could receive this extra money. Governor Roy Cooper will present his budget today. Raises for teachers, funding for daycare and Medicaid are all options. The private school voucher program is also in the running for more funding. House Speaker Tim Moore told WRAL state government reporter Will Doran that demand for the program is up.
Demand was so high that it was actually about $300 million short. So if they decide to fully fund that program and give those scholarships to everyone in private school who wants them, there's a third of the $1 billion surplus right there just for those scholarships.
This is a short session that's starting today, so we're expecting that they'll wrap up by the 4th of July. If you want more information about this upcoming session, just go to the NC Capitol section of our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
Coming up for us, keeping schools safe. That's a top priority for parents and candidates running for office. Hear from both state superintendent candidates and how they plan to make a safer learning environment for students.
Plus, I want to show you this now, parts of Greece and how it looks this morning. We're going to explain the reason behind that odd orange hue that you see there.
And we'll take you live out to Sanford this morning. Rain is on the way for today for some of us. Elizabeth Gardner gives us the timeline coming up.
Yeah.
It's 8:43, and I'm tracking a cold front that's going to push some rain across our area. We're not talking about a big, hefty band of thunderstorms that's going to cause any damage, just some light rain that moves in. It's a fairly slow-moving system, so we've been watching it for the last several hours, just barely creeping into our northern counties, Person County a little bit there, northern Granville County, and Mecklenburg County, Virginia. But it's going to take its time moving southward. As a matter of fact, it's going to be lunchtime into early afternoon before we really see it around the triangle. Let's zoom in, though, to the west of South Hill, looking at the potential for some of that rain to be falling, as well as Roxborough and the northern part of Granville County. We take a look at Futurecast, and we can follow Futurecast, and we'll stop it right there at lunchtime. And even at lunchtime, it's still north of Raleigh. So from Hillsborough to Durham up toward Roanoke Rapids there at lunchtime, we'll pause it here at about 3 o'clock from Rocky Mount toward Raleigh and Southern Pines. You can see the coverage is minimal. The amount of rain that we're going to see in any one place is likely to be less than 10th of an inch. At 5 o'clock, most of it's in our southern counties, so Southern Pines to Fayetteville to Clinton to Goldsboro, but most likely at that point it is over in the triangle, so we shouldn't have a terribly wet evening commute. Take a look at the sky, though, here in Lake Gaston. This is one of the spots where it looks like it's raining. Notice that we're really not seeing much falling. Most likely reason for that is we have a fairly dry air mass in place, so it's going to take a little time for those raindrops to moisten up the atmosphere enough that it reaches the ground. 54 is our temperature. Wind out of the southwest at 13, so the wind's starting to pick up out there a little bit out of the southwest, which means a warming trend. Definitely warmer than yesterday. Yesterday we started off in the 30s and we're in the mid-50s right now. A high of 74 in Raleigh, 73 in Durham, and 78 in Fayetteville with some patchy light rain during the afternoon. The Durham Bulls continued their homestand this week and they have Bark in the Park this week, and they tell me that's the most popular night. They do it several times during the season, but it happens this week, so you may want to get out there. And it may be fairly cloudy at 6 o'clock for tonight's game, but the rain should be over, 71 degrees, and then pretty sunshine Thursday and Friday. Again, game time temperatures in the low 70s. Another very popular event in downtown Raleigh is Brugaloo on Saturday, looking at mid-70s with variably cloudy skies. You know, the more cloud cover we see, the more comfortable the temperature may be. We're looking at highs in the mid-70s, which is near normal, all the way through Saturday, and then we creep up to 81. Now, 81 on Sunday is not a record, but by the time we hit 89 on Tuesday, we may be close to it. Tuesday's record is 90, set back in 1906, so we could be looking at some records to start next week. And it looks like we may continue to see those hotter temperatures for much of next week and into May. I don't know. Are you ready for that, Ken?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. And then here's what you're not ready for this morning. We're following some breaking news on I-40, the westbound lanes near at Wade Avenue. You can see the heavy police presence. There's an ambulance right there on the scene. At least one lane is blocked right now, but traffic is getting along on two of the other lanes. We're encouraging you, if you're going through that area, make sure you move over one lane to give the emergency personnel an opportunity to operate this crash safely. Again, this is happening in the westbound lanes there at Wade Avenue, usually congested during the morning. This is just adding to that as well. A little farther down on I-40, this incident is causing major issues this morning. This is happening in the eastbound lanes of I-40 near Aviation Parkway. I would recommend maybe hopping up on 540. That will get you around the mess, especially if you're heading to the airport, which is right there. That should get you back on track, and you'd be good to go if you're heading toward the airport this morning. Elsewhere around the triangle, we're just seeing the usual congestion this morning. Of course, we'll keep our eyes trained on these traffic maps and keep you updated.
Thank you, Ken. NC Central warns more arrests could be coming after six students were charged in connection to the shooting of another student earlier this month. All of them are charged with felony conspiracy to commit armed robbery. And one student is also charged with felony conspiracy to commit assault with a deadly weapon. The university tells WREL all six students are on interim suspension. Students were a bit surprised and frustrated by the arrests.
You come to school to learn, you know, that's first and foremost. You come to school to get your education. So when you're out here doing things that you shouldn't be doing, or, you know, something that doesn't work towards your future, then, like, what are you here for?
Each student has had their first appearance in Durham County Court, and many have court dates that are coming up next month or in June.
Investigators say 13-year-old Mike Kia Daniel is the middle school student shot and killed in Raleigh this week. She was an eighth grader at Ligon Middle School. Makia was found dead early on Monday at the Trails of North Hills Apartments on Lead Mine Road. Ligon Middle School's principal said in a statement, "Our condolences and thoughts go out to her family and friends. Please keep them and all of those that have been impacted by this loss in your hearts."
Keeping kids safe in public schools is one of the most important issues facing the candidates to lead the state's Department of Public Instruction. Republican candidate Michelle Morrow has built her own advisory panel for school safety. She introduced the various experts and political supporters who make up the panel during a campaign event last night. They say a lack of school discipline and violent student behavior has made classrooms unsafe. Her Democratic opponent, Maurice Greene, says there needs to be a comprehensive statewide assessment of where schools stand.
Because schools will find themselves in different places and then come up with a plan to address those needs as appropriate.
When our teachers do not have the ability to actually teach, which is what they are called to do, it's actually impacting everybody.
Morrow is a homeschool educator who has come under fire for past comments, including calling public schools, quote, indoctrination centers, end quote. Her history of controversial statements is likely to make this a competitive race.
Our teacher of the week is her county's teacher of the year. Brian Schrader heads to Henderson to meet an educator who tries to make learning exciting.
Some of you is saying, "Miss McConaughey, my face is looking weird."
Annalisa McConaughey's energy in the classroom comes across.
Learning can be boring and can be exciting. So it's really the teacher who will make it exciting for the kids.
McConaughey teaches third grade at Rollins Elementary School in Henderson. She started teaching 36 years ago in the Philippines and has been teaching in Henderson for 12 years.
I am happy to see them grow. Like whenever I am progress monitoring them and I see progress, that is really like no amount can buy, money can buy. The teacher is very happy and I go home like I have made a difference to the child.
That passion for education helped McConaughey become Vance County's Teacher of the Year and WRAL's Teacher of the Week.
Congratulations. Let's clap our hands.
In Henderson, I'm Brian Schrader, WRAL News.
And if you would like to nominate a teacher, you can go to WRAL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Boeing is accused of retaliating against two engineers who raised concerns about planes. The employees who filed a new complaint were working on behalf of the FAA. They say Boeing retaliated against them in performance reviews after they questioned engineering work on the 777 and 787 jets. Boeing says it investigated what happened, but its report could only be shared with the FAA.
President Biden is expected to get an endorsement today from a big union. Leaders from North America's Build Trades Union say his infrastructure bill is to thank for it. Biden will appear at the union's conference in Washington to officially get the nod. Another big union, the Teamsters, are a part of NABTU, but they did not vote on this endorsement. They will decide who they'll endorse at an upcoming convention.
Look at your screen real quick. See this right here? This is what it looks like in parts of Greece today. A dust storm from the Sahara Desert is blanketing the country in an orange haze. Authorities have issued health warnings for people with respiratory issues, young children, and the elderly. Meteorological conditions Tuesday allowed the dust to move across the Mediterranean from Africa. And this dust is expected to gradually decrease today. But it's a lot of orange in the sky there.
In today's Hollywood Nation, we have a look at an award-winning actress's upcoming children's book, and a Broadway star goes on tour. Ashley Dvorkin has that and a few first looks in the Hollywood Nation.
Agent Atlas Shepard.
Lopez heads to space, Henson gets a date, and Menzel plans a road trip in the Hollywood Nation. Idina Menzel is returning to the road. The Tony Award winner announced the Take Me or Leave Me tour. She will perform fan favorites from her career, including hits from Rent, Wicked, and songs from her album Drama Queen, which was released August 2023. The tour kicks off in Seattle, Washington, July 19th. Taraji P. Henson's first children's picture book is on the way. The award-winning actress will release You Can Be a Good Friend No Matter What, June 18th. The book aims to inspire young readers to embrace their differences and learn how to deal with various emotions.
What do I do?
Strap it!
Jennifer Lopez battles Simu Liu in today's First Looks. Netflix released the trailer to the sci-fi action-adventure Atlas, featuring Lopez as a government agent on a distant planet on a mission to take down a villainous robot played by Liu. The film starts streaming May 24th.
This is Freedom, Sarah, Sarah Freedom.
Also in today's First Looks is Zoe Kravitz's star-studded directorial debut, Blink Twice. The mystery thriller stars her fiancé, Channing Tatum, as a tech billionaire who invites a cocktail waitress to join him and his friends on a private island. But the dream vacation turns into a nightmare when strange things start to happen. It arrives in theaters August 23rd.
Blink Twice, if I'm in danger.
Oh, that looks good. That was Ashley Dvorkin reporting. And by the way, Idina Menzel will perform in Greensboro on the last stop of her Take Me or Leave Me tour. And before we go to break, here are your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.